home of the greatest hits.
On digital radio.
On AM.
Online. And on your smartphone.
This is
Metro Radio 2
News.
There's concern over a social media page that's listing the names of paedophiles and suspected paedophiles. With more on our exclusive, here's Metro Radio 2's Sophie Calvert.
The group was started earlier this month and more than 700 people are part of it. On the page, they're posting details of convicted child abusers and sex offenders in the Northeast, as well as people they suspect of being paedophiles. John Brown is from the NSPCC and tells us people shouldn't take matters into their own hands.
It can actually have the effect of driving offenders underground, thus increasing their risk, and it can also sometimes distract or detract from other police operations that may be currently underway that members of the public may not be aware of.
None of our police forces would do an interview, but they did send us statements. Northumbria Police say they understand the desire to protect children, but that these groups have no way of making sure the victims are safe. Durham Police say people on the sex offenders register are monitored by a dedicated team. And the Association of Chief Police Officers told us it can actually give paedophiles the opportunity to destroy evidence. Let us know what you think about these type of groups. Get in touch on Twitter. We're at Metro Radio News.